First Line Report News and Analysis. I'm Bob Schieffer, CBS News, the Pentagon, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. President Nixon's lawyers going to Judge John Sirica's court again today to talk about those celebrated tape recordings on Watergate. As has happened so often in the past where Watergate is concerned, the case is again taking a strange turn. A report on the latest developments and some personal thoughts after this message.
There are many good watches, but how can you recognize them? It's easy. Just ask for a watch with Inkablock. Inkablock is the famous Swiss shock absorber found only in jewel leather watches. Inkablock is a symbol of quality. Inkablock not only protects your watch against shocks, but assures you of the accuracy of the movement. Why? Because Inkablock is to be found only in quality watches. When choosing a watch, remember Inkablock.
I don't let my family run to the medicine chest every time something bothers them. But if my husband, or one of the big ones, tells me his stomach feels upset, his head hurts, maybe he feels achy, then I go get the Alka-Seltzer. It's got specially buffered aspirin with antacids made for just those things. If he still doesn't feel all right, I'll call the doctor, because nothing works better than I can give him. A mother has to know these things.
Alka-Seltzer. Use only as directed.
When the 1967 June War broke out in the Middle East, a correspondent in Vietnam asked an American sergeant how it felt to be fighting an Asian war that had suddenly been pushed off the front page. "Don't worry," the sergeant replied, "this war will be back on the front pages before you know it. What we have here is a war with real staying power." The sergeant was right, of course. That Middle East war didn't last but a week. Vietnam, on the other hand, stayed around for years, most of the time on the front page. In a way, Watergate has become that kind of story. Another war in the Middle East flares up, the stock market sags, the nation appears on the verge of running out of everything, and an energy crisis develops. But Watergate hangs on, a story with a beginning, a middle, and apparently no end. It's like one of those great clouds of pollution that covered the skies over the East Coast last summer. It won't go away, and it seems to sour everything over which its shadow falls. Another chapter unfolds today in Federal District Court in Washington. Judge John Sirica has called a hearing in his Washington courtroom to discuss the now famous Watergate tape recordings. Tape recordings of the president's conversations about Watergate that have been subpoenaed by the special prosecutor's office. Sirica was startled to learn last week that one of those tapes has 18 minutes of mysterious and unexplained electronic tone on it. Tone where there ought to be recorded conversation between the president and H.R. Haldeman, the former White House chief of staff. When he learned of the tone from White House lawyers, Sirica decided that the tape should be turned over to him for safekeeping. As late as last night, the White House was still saying that no decision had been made on whether the president's lawyers would comply with that court order. And while that was happening, another of those bizarre developments occurred that we have come to expect in this case. A ranking White House official who asked that his name not be used told the Los Angeles Times that the president's personal secretary, Rosemary Woods, had erased one of the tapes by accident. The Times said the erasure accounted for that 18 minutes of tone that can be heard on that one particular tape. The White House delayed comment on that, but said the president's lawyers would talk about the tapes today in Judge Sirica's courtroom. This newest turn of events can only be viewed as a setback for the president. Watergate has become a code word for presidential credibility, and this latest episode won't help at all in that department. It's all the more embarrassing for Mr. Nixon because just last week he assured Republican governors that there would be no more surprises, no more Watergate bombshells. Even before Miss Woods' reported involvement became known, Oregon's Governor Tom McCall said the president's insensitivity to what is a bombshell made it impossible to help Mr. Nixon politically. McCall said the disclosures just thawed at presidential credibility. So Watergate, with all of its claims and counterclaims, goes on and on and on. It prompted Washington Post columnist Nicholas von Hoffman to pose an intriguing question the other day. What would happen if the Japanese secretly attacked Pearl Harbor again? Would the U.S. government confirm the attack or keep it secret in the interest of national security? It is an interesting question, but perhaps it is the wrong question in the Watergate atmosphere. Perhaps the question that ought to be considered is this one. What if there was a sneak attack on the United States and the government did announce it? How many people would believe the announcement? Now this message.
Friends, if you're sometimes troubled by minor pains of arthritis or rheumatism, let me ask. Suppose you had a discomforting flare-up right now. What would you do to get real relief? Well, I'll tell you what you now can do. That's to rub in Exocane. Exocane medicated foam, wherever it hurts. Now let's get this straight. Exocane can't do a thing to cure your arthritis. But it sure can help you get fast, dependable relief. Extra comfort, too. That's because Exocane not only helps relieve minor arthritis pain, but at the same time, helps deaden and stop such pain up to hours at a time. So why suffer needlessly from the minor aches and pain of arthritis and its discomforting stiffness? Instead, whenever you get a flare-up, rub in medicated Exocane to help ease such pain. Get Exocane at any drug counter today in the new easy-to-carry tube or economical aerosol. That's Exocane.
First line report, Bob Schieffer, CBS News.